Hey, we are the girls from the Unfreaking Believable podcast. I'm Betsy.
I'm author J.B. Kane, but you can call me Jen.
And I'm Jenny.
And twice a month, we will bring you guests, authors, actors, and everyday heroes who are going to share their moments with you that made a difference in their lives.
And it's all because of that one inciting incident. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, and Audible. You can also follow us on Instagram or TikTok. And you can visit our website at www.ufbpodcast.com.
We believe that life is infinitely stranger than fiction, stranger than anything the mind can invent. You might even say, it's unfreaking believable.
Ghosty fam, Amy here. Welcome to The Activity Continues, a podcast where three soul friends talk about all things paranormal. Ghosts, hauntings, psychics, movies and TV shows, especially The Dead Files, and other spooky and spooky adjacent things. We also like to interview people in the paranormal community, as well as past Dead Files clients and other interesting people. Sometimes we even tell your stories. I hope you enjoy the show. Well, welcome, Diane.
Yes, thank welcome. You. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Diane is the client from the Dead Files episode, Devil's Triangle. And that's the one that took place in the tattoo parlor in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
So she's got some updates for us. Going to let us know how her life's been since then a little bit. And the activity is still there and yada, yada, yada. So that's what we're here for.
And then we'll just kind of see where the conversation flows, as we always do.
Yeah.
Okay. So far, it's been dogs.
This is the dog episode.
Yes. One of many.
One day we'll interview somebody who really loves cats. Okay. And then we'll be equal.
Yeah. That's okay. We can do that. Yeah.
It's okay, Megan. We're equal opportunists here.
I know we are.
I love cats too. I just don't happen to have any right now.
They're the best.
I have a cat. I have a cat too.
I know you do. How does the cat like the dogs?
He's like a street cat that I adopted that like, he's kind of messed up, like his eyes all messed up and his ears like clipped and stuff.
Buddy.
So I know but now he is a super fat house cat.
Nice.
And I was worried that he would like hide with the puppy and he's not, he's holding his ground. So he's like firmly planted. Yeah. He's good.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah. Was the ear clipped from when, cause I know that they did that for a long time. They still do with, cats that are caught and then they're notched so that they know that they're spayed or neutered.
Oh, I believe so. Yeah.
Terrible.
No, it's
so
much
they don't
better.
Have
it's,
to catch them again. Yep, like,
or if people have barn cats
baby
or
baby ears,
it's a
I'm
very,
sure they do it while they're tip. Under getting oh, their,
yes. When they're getting spayed or neutered. Hey. Both Kelly's, my sister has two cats that are indoor outdoor mousers and they failed in home adoption and they remain. But one of them spends the majority of the winter indoors because Gamora, Gigi, she does not like to be cold.
Mm. Same.
And if you whistle, she comes to you. And she loves to retrieve socks and she runs down the stairs and goes, with her socks.
Yep. I love the tweets. Funny. Like, Petey hasn't done that a lot. He'll do it every once in a while. There's like a rabbit outside, but I love
them. We call them the Jabberjaws. The Jabberjaws.
Yeah, I love that, like cackling kind of thing. Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what it sounds like, too.
Yep. Well, so you had alluded in the message to me.
Yeah.
I'm Amy, by the way.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Megan.
And I'm AP.
AP is also Amy, but she's AP, just to not be confused with me.
Right.
I was here first. That's why I get to be, is my name.
She runs the show, so she gets to pick her name. She wanted to be called Queen Amy for a bit, but we kind of drew the line at that.
Yeah, I know. I can't get my way every time.
No,
that wouldn't be fair. But you alluded to that things are different for you.
since the airing of the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Insane. The show, after the show premiered, my life fell apart. And it's only me. Yeah. I mean, it was like, it's, you know, when you're like drawing tarot cards and you get the tower.
Yeah.
It was like, it was the tower.
Oh.
So it was just like, it was in pretty quick succession. My marriage fell apart. Shannon decided that she wanted to leave the tattoo shop. Like, no real explanation. I don't know exactly what happened, but she was just like, I don't want to own a business anymore. And then my dad died, and then I left my husband. So it was just like a quick slide to like, what is this?
Yeah.
So it's just
sorry about your dad.
Thanks. Yeah. It's been like, it was just a lot all at once. So I was like, what? This all happened right after the Jet Files premiered. Is it? I'm sure it's not, but.
Right. It just but felt it's like hard not to make like, that.
Correlation. Yeah, it's crazy because it just you know, I called or I emailed the show. They say call, but I didn't, no one calls.
No.
They're
what
like,
is this, 1995?
Yeah, right.
What is
oh
this?
My God. I mean, I was scared in the shop and I emailed, you know, because I love the Dead Files and I wasn't comfortable in my own business. So it was, you know, half of the shop was excited. The other half was like, what? So it was a little bit of a struggle to like get everybody on board, which everybody wasn't. Not everybody was in the show, but.
Well, and I'm sure because you also had to be closed for a couple of days while they did.
Yeah, it was a lot. I'd never been involved in a filming and a TV filming before. It was a lot. Like, it was a lot of producers and just the whole show. I think there was like maybe 20 people in there. Wow. And like, we have a decent size shop. It's like 3,000 square feet plus some, but it's in separate rooms, you know? So it's like everybody was jammed in there and there's like garbage bags on the wall. Cause it's like hiding the shop.
Yeah.
It was an adventure for sure.
Wow.
Yeah. And what year was it filmed again?
It premiered 2019 in September. Yep. We filmed it in March, I think.
Okay.
We filmed it that same year.
Oh, and then of course, on top of everything else that you mentioned kind of falling apart, we end up in a pandemic.
I know, right? Yeah. So I was stuck. Yeah, all that stuff happened. And then the universe is like, you have to stay inside now.
So. Yeah. We were just talking about how like 2019 is 5 years ago, but 2020 is like 300 years ago.
Yeah, like, it's crazy. It feels like it's so long ago. Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure 2008 was still like last year.
Yeah. And 1990 was 10 years ago. And don't you tell me any differently. Yeah.
Parting people born that this late. Oh, it makes me sick every time. I'm like, oh, you are 21 or you are 18.
They'll be 34 if they were born in 1990. Which should be illegal.
Which is, honey, that's my brother's age.
That's illegal. Tell your brother he's illegal.
Illegal.
I mean, sure, he won't care.
No, he won't care. But wrong.
So do you have any, like, behind-the-scenes sort of stories about Steve or Amy or crew?
Or any records you want to set straight?
Yeah, did they get anything wrong?
I don't think they got anything wrong. I did. I know for some reason it's strange after you film a ghost show, people think that you're making it up, which
of course
I always have to say like that. I asked for a reason. Like I was scared what the story that I told, like that we told were true.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that, you know, I don't know. Everybody just doesn't believe you, I guess.
Yeah.
The producers everyone was very nice. Steve's actually a good interviewer. I think maybe because I'm more of a passive person, someone that's more like, that's the tone helps for me. Mm-hmm. He does ask leading questions sometimes. And it wasn't that I was cognizant of it. Really. It was just like, I want to tell my story and I'm not trying to fabricate anything. So I feel like the leading is like pulling a thread on, like, oh, well, I guess maybe Something else happened.
I can discredit your story too, because they're like,
in that we made a few comments. Like, I remember being like, she didn't follow his lead. Yes, like you held strong to what you had to say. And that doesn't always happen, especially like if you say you sometimes are more passive, but you were like, he tried to lead you down something and you're like, no.
Yeah.
Or, what was it? It was, did you feel like you were being mugged? And I know the three of us were sitting here going, who can relate to that?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess in retrospect, I don't know. I felt like something was chasing me.
It was just such a weird question to ask.
Yeah.
We've commented multiple times how we hate how he asks those leading questions. Like, you were a homicide detective. You should know better than to ask leading questions.
Yeah. A couple of the people were like, I told them my story and they were like, anything else? Kind of like, and they're like, was I supposed to like make something up? I was like, no, but that's probably not uncommon that happens. So. Oh,
yeah. Plus it can discredit you if they're like asking leading questions. People can be like, well, she only answered that because he led her into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like that's kind of a lie. And I feel like lying is too much to keep track
exactly.
of.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and when the stuff is happening as much as it was at yours, then you don't need to lie. Why would you need to lie?
No, no. Right. And I feel like, I mean, I honestly, every tattoo shop is haunted, but
really?
Like, honestly, it's a meme, like the shop ghost, like everybody.
Oh, really?
I did not know that. Yeah. It's just honestly, what I think it is a result of, there's a lot of energy exchange when people are getting tattooed because it's high stress or high, like, you know, it's a lot of times it's therapeutic or I think sometimes there's an imprint of energy that happens in whether, you know, wandering things are drawn to it or what happens. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I cleanse pretty often just because it gets weird. You get a weird vibe sometimes and you're like, ugh. Huh. So I think I think that's why it's common. And we all like creepy old stuff. So we're all like, oh, that building looks haunted. Well, let's put a shop in it.
Yeah.
You're in a city that is much older than other parts of the country as well. And so some of the buildings and, you know, have more of a history. You know, we have a few in, you know, we're all Twin Cities, Minnesota area. And there's definitely a handful of those buildings that are older and have some of those ties, or we have, you know, there was a lot of the gangsters in the 1920s and 30s that came through this area. There's tunnels that they ran things through.
We have tunnels too. It's horrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's like the Nicollet Island tunnels. Like, there's all these things that were used for bootlegging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's all sorts of stuff that ties up in there, but it's just a matter of sometimes it's, you know, the energy that, as you're mentioning, is coming out of people, whatever it might be. For some, it's they're getting rid of their own demon in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you said, therapeutic cleansing, you know?
The other thing that I wanted to mention, it's called the Devil's Triangle, but so downtown Pittsburgh, it is, if you look at a map, it's essentially surrounded by three rivers downtown is called the Golden Triangle.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So like when they called it the Devil's Triangle, I think that's probably more of like, that's where it came from. Cause not that there's three demons or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's that it's referred to as the golden triangle.
It was Amy said when she opened in her walk, she called it the Devil's Triangle.
Yeah.
Did she say she was hearing that?
Yeah.
Didn't she say I'm getting Devil's Triangle? Like somebody was saying that to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's triangle is pretty, but even if they're local demons, they probably know what we call it.
Yeah.
Well, and then also speaking of three waterways, that's a lot of energy that maintains that I'm sure that the stone of the building, since it is an 1800s build, is going to have some limestone or other aspects in it that is going to hold record as what we've heard over the years is those things hold energy.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's definitely, the filming was great. Honestly, it went pretty smoothly. Steve, I was good. Amy was super sweet. But the producers like really gatekept her and made her sound very like, oh, you're not allowed to talk to her. Don't ask her. Like, it was just it was a strange vibe because it was like, what? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But once we met, she was completely sweet, normal, nice. Like, maybe some people get crazy. I don't know. But they did. They definitely gatekept her pretty hard. Yeah. So
I wonder how much of that was just not wanting her to, or not wanting you as the client or whoever the client would be to say anything to her that could lead her.
Oh yeah,
whatever
maybe
she would say in the reveal or something. Like, we don't want any, like, just like how they have to cover up things so that she doesn't see things on the walls and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if it's partly that, because I don't see her as like a diva, like tell them not to look me in the eye.
She wasn't at all. It was the way that they built her up, I was like, oh, is she like terrible? Like, no, I love Amy. And then I was like, oh, everything's fine. Like, once I met her, I was like, okay, she's who I thought she was.
Good.
But yeah,
that may play into part of, again, the reasons why she left the show. Like, we've seen when those changes started happening.
Yeah.
And I know, Diane, you said that after your episode aired, you haven't really watched it since. And there is a definite change in demeanor and the way that the interactions happen.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Very much. Oh, yeah. It got bad at the end,
especially
before she left
during the COVID times.
Oh, really?
You should because you can tell the tension between them is
palpable.
Yeah,
Jinx. Interesting.
Yeah,
which is sad because when you first start watching the earlier episodes, they work together and they're very like, this is my partner Steve, and you know, Steve is. During the reveals, he's always like so blown away by what she knows, and you can just see it in his face. And then I don't know what happened, but it did not. It wasn't good. And the way that when she left the show, the way that they portrayed it, we were all so offended and so upset for Amy because they handled it like they made it out to be like Steve got a phone call sitting in his car.
On the way to a house to go and investigate.
Yeah. I just got a call that let me know Amy's not coming back to the show. And that's all they did.
It was really dumb. It's like, no, Steve, we all know that's not how it happened.
Yeah.
And like, she's the reason that you guys have a show. So maybe be a little bit more respectful to, like, we were all very upset.
Who replaced her?
Cindy Kaza.
Who's great.
Yep. She was fantastic. And
it was only like 4 episodes, maybe?
It wasn't a lot of episodes, but.
Yeah, because it was the first 5 were with Amy. Mm-hmm. Then the 6th one before they took a hiatus to like kind of tease and I think drag the season out even further. Yeah. So then the 6th one came out and that was with Cindy. And then the last, so I think there were 7 episodes that were Cindy because it was a 12 episode
that
season,
right.
12 or 13 episode season, something like that.
Yeah.
The last one we covered and then we can't go back to. If you want one that you're like you want to look at what you're like, how did this person get through to have, and it
the
wasn't
Brittany
the last
episode,
but there was a couple episodes in there that were like, how did this one make it through the thousands we know that they have?
And I would arguably say our best episode is one that
was because it was the 3 of us together.
Yeah. And we forgot to record it or something happened.
I didn't record right. It only recorded the Zoom. We were doing Zoom because we were sitting in the room in person. Together.
Yeah.
I mean, it was your dad. Your dad made sure that we didn't put that out there.
Yeah.
We think the ghost of my dad is messing with our text sometimes. No.
We were drinking.
We were. There was champagne.
We had a few drinks.
Champagne cocktails.
And it was hilarious.
It recorded, but it didn't record correctly. And so the sound is really shitty. We ended up not releasing it at all. But we also didn't release
it
because we raked that client over the coals.
Oh, no.
It was. We had nothing good to say about that client. Nothing. Because
she came onto the show, basically, it seems like, to have her dad promote his book about her possession that he wrote.
Wow.
Yeah, you should watch it. It's an entertaining episode.
Watch it and then get back to us. Let us know what you
let us know your thoughts.
Wait, which one? Which episode is this?
It was the very last one.
No, it wasn't the last one.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Oh, you're right. That was the
last one. Was the Octagon House?
That was the Octagon House,
which also was another publicity grab.
It was called Innocent something. Innocent.
Why would they do that?
It was terrible.
I don't know.
It was terrible.
That's when we knew that they probably, well, that's when we anyway were like, they're probably not coming back from this.
It's kind of like it was
they just
there was a lot of theatrics.
Those last couple. Not Cindy Kaza. Cindy was great.
No, she's great.
None of it was her fault. No. In fact, there is suggestion that Amy recommended Cindy. Mm-hmm.
Isolated. It was the second last.
Isolated. Okay.
So you should watch it.
You should watch it.
Because it is entertaining.
It is entertaining.
I have
it's just not your
my best friend, we always have we call them Sad Girl Sundays, but we always watch spooky shows.
Oh nice.
It's just
nice.
It's not really Sad Girl, but it's just like we hang out and eat snacks and watch trash TV.
That sounds
like a good
amazing.
Day today.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, that would be a good one to watch.
Spooky shows. Have you watched all of like the Mike Flanagan shows from Netflix? Like Haunting of Bly Manor and Hill House and Midnight Club.
Yes. So I really like the Hill House, but I think that's because Shirley Jackson. Because the writing was just Jeff's kiss. So good. Mm-hmm. But then Bly Manor was okay. I didn't love it.
I loved Bly Manor, though, once you realize that it's a gothic romance. And I bawled in that last
episode.
Really?
Oh, I think I was still too sour. And I was like, ugh, romance.
If you go in,
ooh, love.
I recommend rewatching it because if you watch the background, you see a lot of stuff happening that you don't catch the first time around.
Yeah,
where
that's
Hill
in
House,
all of his stuff, I think, though.
Yeah,
Hill House that has like more of like in your face stuff. Bly Manor is very like creepy in the shadows.
Background. Interesting.
Like if you think about one of the major hooks that's in there, one of the things, if you go back and rewatch it, you see it happen, and you're like, didn't catch that.
I liked Bly Manor much more the second time I watched it. I was like you. I was like, it was fine, but it wasn't as good. But then Amy's talking about it, and I'm like, okay, I'll watch it again. And so my husband and I watched the whole season again, and I was like, okay, I am appreciating this a lot more now.
I think because people were expecting Hill House season two, basically.
Yeah.
Even though we knew it wasn't, it was, the way
that totally different story.
Impossible.
But, yeah.
And Midnight Mass was fantastic.
Agreed. I really liked his, what was the Shining sequel? What was it called? I forget.
He
directed
Dr. Sleep?
Sleep. Yeah, I really liked Dr. Sleep, too.
I don't think I saw that.
He directed it.
Okay.
And you can tell, I really like it.
He's
I like
got
his
the
style.
Next, the next Exorcist movie.
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Can you tell
exciting.
Megan this is her favorite topic?
No.
Megan loves her some horror.
I hate it.
She'll just be over in the corner watching shark stuff.
Yeah, and Disney. My husband watches horror movies all the time. And I'm like, can you watch something that I can watch with you? Because I don't want to be scared.
Yeah.
And he watches the worst kind of horror movies, like the possession horror movies. And and I'm like, I don't want
to
watch that because it can happen. And I don't want to invite that into my life.
Yeah. I'm not allowed to watch those after dark. I set rules.
Yeah.
So
that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. I like that you put that for yourself. Like,
I was like,
myself.
Because I would start to like, is that?
Yeah.
Just have Schitt's Creek on as your secondary.
I do like Schitt's Creek.
But Schitt's Creek is a great
palate cleanser.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That is good palate cleanser.
Ew, David. Ew.
You know, she only says that once in the entire show.
Really?
Really?
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I saw her on an interview. I don't know if it was Fallon or something, but she's like, somebody emailed us and said that I only say it once. She says like, ew, and David several times, but she only says, ew, David, once.
Really?
Wow.
Uh-huh. I like saying best wishes to people.
Oh, I love that show.
It's a good one.
Okay, so back to the Dead Files.
Yeah, sorry.
Sidetrack.
So, Yeah, we have talked to some other clients who have said, like, when they watched the show, they were pissed because they were like, that is not what I said. That is not what I meant. And they re-edited it to make it make me look dumb or anything like that. Was there anything like that?
There wasn't a ton. They did edit a couple things, but it wasn't anything. I want to say they made our piercer Rev. They like cut two of his things together and it was weird, but it wasn't anything too crazy to me. It was definitely, the interviews are so long and it's like by the time, and you get asked the same questions over and over and it's like, I don't remember what I, like after you're done, you're like, what did I say that? I don't even know.
Yeah.
Cause it's after doing it, I was like, I give much credit to anyone that has to be on camera for a living, like even newscasters. It's exhausting. But I don't, I think they did a pretty decent job with like patching through the story. The the deal with my ex-husband, he didn't want, he did not want to be interviewed at all. And you're right, he was a jerk. All your observations were pretty astute.
I was like, but I want her to listen to what we said first before she decides if she wants to come on, because she's probably going to hate us.
No, I was like, dang, where were these girls like 5 years ago? yeah, but they, the producers leaned on me pretty hard to get him in. And he was like, I just don't want to do it. And I said, just like, I thought that this would be good publicity for the tattoo shop because we opened in 2015. I'm like, this is like a cool thing that, you know, would put us on the map. The opposite.
Really?
Opposite. We had clients that would cancel because they were afraid of demons.
Really?
No.
But you're like, wait, the demons are fine. They're fine.
Megan, it's
us.
The same ones that walked out of Deadpool after 3 minutes.
Yes. Yes. We were just talking about how Amy had seen the latest Deadpool, and all on TikTok, I'm seeing people up in arms about how blasphemous it is, and they walk out of the movie theater. Why? And I'm like, what? What is it?
He calls himself Marvel Jesus in it.
And they
if
all
people walk out for that?
Yes. And I wanted to be like, had you not seen any of the other Deadpools? Yeah. In the first one, his girlfriend is doing him from behind, and that was okay with you?
that's fine
and it's usually how it is, that all the sex and the murder and all that is fine, but you don't say
you
it,
do
Jesus
not
name.
Take the Lord's name in vain.
Talk so about funny Jesus.
But anyways, that's well that stinks. I'm sorry.
No, yeah, that's too bad that it it actually
to me, I'd
clients.
Be the opposite. I'd be like, let's go get tattooed in the tattoo shop.
We said, hey, should we go travel to Pittsburgh?
I know, we were all like, we want tattoos again.
We looked up, we looked for you like right away to go and see like what kind of styles. Because I know, like, and I mentioned, love the artwork and stuff. And like, I saw some of your tattoos. And to be, you have a very pin-up-y vibe, which I think is just awesome. Like, I think that's just, not everyone can pull it off. You can. I can't.
No, it was a lot of years of looking real awkward. So once that was done,
I'm still in that phase, though. I can't get out of it.
You'll find your look, Megan.
My pin-up look.
You'll find it.
And they're like, Megan looks real awkward today. And I'm like, oh, I get it.
Yeah, it was rough. yeah, some people, it was like, I honestly don't even, I had someone come in probably a month ago. And we get a lot of people traveling because we're in downtown Pittsburgh. And hang on, my puppy is eating my phone cord. Don't
oh, no.
That.
Don't
she
eat that puppy.
Anything. She thinks it's a toy.
Is she
toy.
Teething?
Yeah.
Everything's a toy if she can reach it.
Yeah. Flat rawhides are ones that we use a lot with teething. And a fun little tip is if you hold her and hold the chew toy while she's teething, you're bonding with relieving her pain. And ooh, so you get a different kind of relationship with them.
Wow.
So that's yeah. I use good we to know. We get rawhides, and actually a lot of family friends end up with previously chewed rawhides from my dogs to start their puppies on, because I'll get the rawhide rolls and they're always absorbed when I get them. But they like to chew them down, and puppies always go for that over a fresh one every
time. Yeah, because it's like all like worn. Yep. Hang on 1 second. I have to put this away because she's not going to stop.
I don't know if I could handle my puppy again.
I am not sure what made me.
Well, she's cute as hell.
She's cute. And there cute. It is. It's her face with all the wrinkles.
It's a little, it's a little black dog face, because black dogs do get ignored in everywhere.
Here's Pete. Here's Petey. Oh, he's my fat kitty.
Hi, an orange kitty. I love
Petey
orange
Pablo.
Kitties.
Hey, Tab-Tab. What are you doing? I had an orange kitty.
What a handsome boy.
He's like, what are you doing to me?
Excuse me, handler, what are you doing?
Oh, he is
he's
so
allowing
handsome.
It. My orange cat would never allow me to hold
no,
him up
he
like
wouldn't.
That. He would have punched me in the face by now.
For sure.
He's real. He's very chill.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, crazy Charlie would have meowed and punched you.
Orange cats are crazy.
They are.
I didn't know that either until I got one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And orange cats are typically male.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Most of the time.
Yeah, why is that? That's so crazy.
Although I have a friend who has one that is, mm-hmm. it's a female. And we thought for sure that it was male. She got mm-hmm. this little baby kitten. And we're like, it's probably male because most of them are, you know, orange ones are. And she brought it to the vet and she was like, nope, it's not a boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And nice. Calicos are female, but you can mm-hmm. have kind of the calico, but with more of a white body that's going to typically be male.
Interesting. You're like a cat whisperer, you know, all the kitties.
My background is science, and I have a lot of random facts. I was brought on
science,
as a fact
and you
checker.
Like ghosts?
I know. Yeah. It's an oxymoron.
I like
I've had
it.
Enough of my own experiences.
Yeah.
They have calico steaks that are pretty.
Calico snakes, you said?
Mm-hmm. I heard like ball pythons.
I heard steaks too, and I'm like,
snakes. Ball pythons, they're very pretty. But I think I've found out that my husband is afraid of snakes, and so there goes my dream of letting my son have a snake.
Oh,
I thought because that meant that you get a snake.
I thought that meant you know his soft spot. So yeah.
I think snakes. I actually almost got a snake about 12 years ago. I almost got a Brazilian rainbow boa, but then I moved to the Middle East, and that was not conducive.
Not
to
gonna
snakes,
happen.
So
you can just go visit the ones at the center.
I know. I could. Do they let you hold them?
No.
Well.
You can touch them when they have them out, but mm-hmm. no.
What kind of snakes do they have?
Sorry, this is the Wildlife Science Center up in Minnesota.
Dacey,
here.
Minnesota.
They have, yeah, they have, it's a conservation, training, research, and education center.
They have wolves.
They have lots of wolves.
You can watch the wolves eat the deer.
That's cool. Whoa, mm-hmm. I didn't, ew.
Yeah, they get roadkill.
Yeah.
But they sure tell you how weak you feel when it takes two of you to drag a carcass in and one of them just picks it up and walks away with it. And you're like, okay, thanks, guys. They have mainly Minnesotan or upper Midwest snakes. Yeah. So there's hognose, corn snake. They have hognose and corn snakes. Mm-hmm. And I think the corn snakes, they have ones that... One had babies and had mm-hmm. like all of them were different colors.
Oh my God, that's so ooh. Cool.
Or, no, it was the milk snakes. It was the milk snakes. One of them. But they had like an albino one. They had a red one. They had
a
all
rainbow.
The different colors.
A rainbow brood.
Oh. Even the snakes are allies.
And a tarantula.
No, thanks. And we're done.
Conversation over. Anyway.
Yeah.
Diane, have you always been like sensitive to seeing things like before you had the tattoo shop? Did you see stuff when you were little? Yeah. Do you have any stories like that?
I actually grew up in a haunted house.
So, we're just learning about this? That should have been your lead-in.
I think her being on a show was the lead-in, Megan.
Well, I mean, after that.
I mean, I don't, you know, you don't talk about this stuff to everybody. Right. So, like, you know. But, yeah, my mom and I think it's the guy that built her house in the 20s. Mm-hmm. My mom always called him Harry. So mm-hmm. I don't know if that's his name or not, but he would always do stuff growing up. And we always had like, I would always talk to him and I'm like, Harry, I don't care if you're here. I just don't ever want to see you. Like, don't ever show yourself to me. But yeah, he would always like make things disappear or, like my mom was a seamstress, so she was always cutting out fabric in the middle of the living room, which was like a big space. And she would set mm-hmm. the scissors down in the middle of the room and turn around and they'd be gone.
Oh,
and she would be like, oh, am I going? Like, she'd be like, oh, Harry, put them back.
Yeah.
And they would put them back. So like, it was that kind of, it wasn't, mm-hmm. he was just like hanging out. It felt like, So it wasn't really
malicious.
No, not malicious at all. Mm-hmm. But I think I've always been kind of sensitive to it. I've always been into it. I remember in junior high, I wanted to be a parapsychologist.
Nice. Who would have
thought?
Cool.
Who would have thought an English something would be worse than an English major, which is what I did major in.
As a fellow English major,
yeah, I,
most yeah, useless degree like, ever.
I thought it was good. I paired mine with graphic design. It's worked.
Oh,
well
see that you have a useful skill.
Yeah. But yeah, I've always been into paranormal stuff, open to it, and mm-hmm. Oh my God. My dog is the worst. I don't know. I've had lots of weird experiences. I had a sister that passed away, and she owned a bar that we found out later used to be, I think, a whorehouse because it was near an older busy road.
Yeah.
And upstairs was an apartment, and I remember I was sleeping. I stayed over a couple nights, and I would wake up in the middle of the night, and it was pitch black. And the only thing in the room was like a big digital, like red clock. Ugh. And I would wake up and like look at the time, and then I would see something like pass in front of the time. And I would just do the like scared kid, like I'm just going to close my eyes and pretend that I didn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether, you know, it's just, I guess if you're open to it, you get lots of experiences like that. In the tattoo shop, I opened it with my ex-husband, Josh, and Shannon. We all opened it together. Mm-hmm. And it was an old, previous to us being in there, it was Traveler's Aid, which is like, they help homeless people with like bus tickets and stuff like that. So we tore everything out and, you know, redid it, and everything was okay until we tore through that second floor. And that's when the weird, I'm sure it's not the same, but there used to be it used to be apartments, and there used to be this crazy old veteran guy. We called him a Vietnam vet. I don't know if that was like his age range, but he was just insane. He would just scream at people. He had no... he was in a wheelchair. I don't think he had legs, but he couldn't. It was upstairs. So like he would essentially come down once a month he never really left the apartment. And then he passed away. And it's like, I don't know if it was the same ghost, but it sure felt like it.
Yeah.
It sure felt like someone was like, what are you doing? This is my place. Uh-huh, and he would just like chase you out. And it just didn't, that last time that I went there, I'd never been maliciously chased by anything like that. I've definitely had like the heebie-jeebies or like the, ooh, I'm getting out of here kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I never really stuck around long enough to get an experience because why would I? But I was like, this is my business. Like I could be here. Like I was there on a Sunday setting up a desk like for me to work at. And I just kept getting this like feeling that someone was standing there and just like hating on me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this isn't like, it just kept making me more and more uncomfortable. And I would go downstairs and grab something and like continue to work until I was walking to go back downstairs again. And a shadow followed me, and I tried not to panic, and I kept walking, but I kept seeing the shadow following me.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's enough. That's enough.
Yeah.
Like I just got my shit and I set the alarm and left. And even then, like before we called them, now I'm perpetuating the lie. Before we contacted them, like we would have alarms go off. And I remember I'm always downtown early. So like the alarm would go off at like 7 or 8. And I would have to walk through the space by myself. And it was like, I was more scared of a goat than of like an intruder.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it was really stressful to not feel comfortable to walk into your own business. And that's why I just needed to do something about it.
Well, plus you spend so much time there. I mean, you want to be comfortable in a place that you're going to be most yeah, of the I days mean, there.
You just dumped all your money into something and yeah. like you're praying that it works and you're like, and I also don't feel comfortable. Like, get out of
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, as owner, you spend a lot more time there than someone who just works there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, not as much lately, but the first few years, it was just like, you know, you get to, you're just like, I hate this place. Like, I'm here all the time.
Yeah.
But you love it. I mean, it's like your baby. So
yeah.
it's kind of, hold on again. Sorry.
No, it's right. fine.
Please stop.
Give us puppies.
Bracelet.
Oh, bracelet.
She found a bracelet in a plastic thing that she thinks is, I'm sure she's going to destroy something else next. So yeah, the experiences, and honestly, downstairs, I know that Amy said that downstairs there were demons and stuff like that. The downstairs was, it could get uncomfortable downstairs, and there were tunnels, there were blocked over tunnels we didn't have access to. The building next door to us does. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, it was just like a random, like sometimes the basement's fine. Other times it's like, no, like I hate it down there. So I don't think, I mean, I cleanse pretty often, and we did follow, well, her instructions, we followed as best as we could. Mm-hmm. I did not get a male medium. I ended up working with a woman that clears properties, and I talked to her first, and she's like, well, I'll tell you what's there, and I'll get rid of anything you don't want there, I can clear out. And I was like, okay, good. Mm-hmm. Like, so it was essentially like a one-stop shop.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. So he's like ripping my shopping bags now.
Oh,
oh, I love puppies.
I know. She's so cute.
She's like, I love you, mom.
Yeah. She's like, these are all mine, right? So she ended up clearing the space out for me, and she doesn't have to be in person to do it. She is local. She is in Pittsburgh. I'll periodically have her check my house.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years ago, it was after I was separated. So it was the first time I'd lived alone in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was falling asleep and something touched my forehead.
Oh, no, my thank God. You.
And I, in like, you know, when you're like half asleep and you're like, did mm-hmm. that happen? And it yes. did. It did. I yes. was like, yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
And I contacted her, and she said that it was a child spirit that was lost, that was looking, but yeah, that was confused and just trying to like connect and figure out like where she belonged, and I was like, that makes sense, because that's like a total kid thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just gonna touch you, just like.
Yeah.
And then sit there and stare at you.
Yeah. Yeah. So like
until you wake up.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, did that just happen? And then, you know, you tell yourself, like, no, you dreamt it for sure. But the next day I was like, that happened.
Yeah.
So I essentially just email her and I say, listen, can you check my house? Can you check the tattoo shop?
Yeah.
And she'll do a scan of it and get rid of what's nice. Bugging us.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, she's been like a godsend for sure.
Mm-hmm. Great.
But yeah, we did cleanse. We cleansed the Amy was really helpful with her instructions to cleanse. And I wish that they would cover that stuff in the shows, because they, you know, she gives like, she's like, here's, do you have to do this and like cleanse this many times, like a prescription, like a doctor's prescription. Mm-hmm. But she went and bought us, she went to a metaphysical store. She bought me cascarilla, however you say it, that chalk stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She bought us a couple of things of sage. She bought us a little bell, just a bunch of stuff.
That's really sweet.
And she was like, you know, make sure that you protect yourself, like do this with this. And, she was very sweet and very like wanted to make sure that we, you know, had what we needed and didn't. Wasn't just like, here's a list of stuff to buy. She went and bought it.
Yeah.
So it was like, she was super sweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, she didn't need to do that. She could have just given you the list and been like, this is what you need. Yeah. Okay. Bye.
which is what we've heard from several people, is that like she's been very helpful, or like one group was able to stay in contact with her and get some other care beyond. But that seemed to be another reason why Amy may have left the show, allegedly reason. What was that? The care that she was wanting for people she couldn't help as much as she wanted, and they weren't necessarily
the follow-up wasn't great
follow-up with the clients.
She would recommend stuff, and then the producers would just be like, see ya, allegedly.
Even the follow-up, I think they were just like, yeah, just do some films and like tell us what's going on. I'm like, okay. They didn't really give much direction. They just wanted to follow up. I do feel like I don't understand what she did, and like how tender and like understanding and patient she was with us as she explained this stuff was like, I feel like the best part. Like it's mm-hmm. like someone like, and I feel like I wish that they would have conveyed that. I'm sure it's not, you know, as Hollywood as they would want it to be, but that was the most, you know, this stuff is about connection, and I felt like Amy probably wanted to connect with more people, and they mm-hmm. were just like gatekeeping her. I don't know. Maybe she didn't, but it just felt like she had a genuine interest in everyone's helping. Well-being.
Yes.
And I think I believe she does. That's what every person we've talked to has said, you know, that we haven't heard one bad thing about her. And I think that's why she started the show and why she agreed to do it, was she wants to help people.
She wanted to help people. Yeah.
I'm sure it became something that she didn't want.
Yeah.
It's exhausting for her. I mean, it takes a lot out of her.
Yeah. A lot of it was her health. But but also she just wasn't being treated respectfully.
No, she wasn't. And you can, again, see that in the later episodes. Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense because it's essentially her show.
Yeah. You would think that right.
Well, I think someone else thought it was their show. So,
that doesn't make any sense. But yeah, I didn't get to meet Amy till the
reveal.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've heard that is pretty much the standard there.
Yeah.
And then, those are fairly long and edited down to 15 to 20 minutes.
Not even like the 5-10 minutes.
How long was your reveal? Do you remember?
I want to say it was like, we were down there for almost 2 hours.
Okay.
We did it in the basement, and it was a lot of hurry up and wait kind of stuff.
Mm. Oh,
it wasn't a quick thing. It was like, it was supposed to start at, I want to say it was supposed to start at like 7, but then it didn't start till later. And then it was like just a bunch of waiting around, and we did in filming obviously, but it wasn't like climactic, I guess.
Yeah.
Like the sketches are always disgusting.
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you. When they show the sketch, they just show your face and beep. Do you remember what you said?
I probably said, oh fuck.
We were trying to guess. We're like, either she said shit or she said fuck.
Yeah,
I probably said, oh fuck. Just guessing, because I don't remember exactly. Or I could have said like, oh man, like I don't know.
They wouldn't have helped that.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I probably said, oh fuck. I did listen to the podcast, and you guys said there was a lot of swearing. That was probably our fault. We swear a lot.
So do we.
Totally.
Yeah. No, we were, you know, we weren't dissing on that. It was, I just thought it was funny that like even Amy and Steve sweared more than you
sweared
usual.
More.
I was like, that's not the right tense of that word.
Yeah. I think Megan called and she's like, well, why won't they just not bleep it? Like it's on Max.
Yeah.
Just because it was on Travel Channel first.
Well, it's not anymore. So unbleep the bleeps.
Yeah. Right. I would say I probably was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, that sketch was creep.
The sketches are always just horror fodder.
Yeah. Well, not always.
Not always. There's somewhere.
Some of them are really interesting.
Are cartoony.
Like, how does that go to what she said?
Especially when they're like, Amy, is that what you saw? And she's like, yes, that's what I saw. It's like, that's what you saw?
What was that, like the fifth drawing that they had to do? And they're just
and she's like I just want to get.
And she was like, I just want to go home. Fine. That's what I saw.
Yes. Fuck. What? I don't know, Dave. Just draw something.
Yeah, I offered when they came in, I was like, listen, because the sketches were always like my favorite part of the show, because like you're like, oh man, is this gonna be
terrible? They're so jarring. Yeah,
they're always some of like them in charcoal. So I'm like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
can you
I
see
said,
somebody with like an easel set up with like their oil paints and like Bob Rossing it up.
Don't touch, it's not dry yet.
Oh, that's not an ad. It's not a mistake. It's a happy accident.
Like,
we'll make
no,
him do a ghost.
That's not it.
Wipe. Start over.
I quit. Yeah.
I asked them if they needed a good artist, and they said no. So, like, and thankfully they did have one. But I was just like, oh god, we cannot have a terrible sketch artist.
Yeah.
We actually interviewed a sketch artist from the show.
Really?
He was a good one.
He was
really. That sounds like that's like an that's like Court Reporter but paranormal.
Yeah,
style.
I know.
Like,
yeah, I know. He was really fun to talk to.
He was interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
And his art was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if I remember, his was just like, didn't they like call him or email him kind of out of the blue because they look up artists in the area.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
he was on his website.
Yep,
they found his Instagram or something.
Mm-hmm. And so then they contact off of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. And they were like, do you want to be an artist on the Dead Files? And he was like, sure.
What's that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does it pay? Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's the other thing. People all thought that we made money off that. No. Oh. I was like, we probably lost money because we had to film 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
But
so was there any one of your artists that was like, this will be really interesting, or, you know, somebody that was maybe, I know you said not everybody was on board, but were there ones that were a little bit more like, yeah, let's figure this out?
Yeah. I mean, so Shannon, Susie, Rev were all pumped. Mm-hmm. Cause they, Shannon and Susie were, I mean, everyone's in, they're tattoo artists. Everyone's on the creepy stuff.
Right.
Shannon and Susie were
it's
more supernatural. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
right.
God, Steve.
I mean, that is a stereotype, but sometimes it is true.
Yeah. Sometimes. But
it
not
was
all of them.
But I feel like he really played into it. Like,
he for now. Sure. I think that's just like weird male machismo kind of like, ooh, like I'm tough.
I got a tattoo. I'm a badass.
Yeah, right.
I've met too many of those people. Like, it must be Rev that you keep talking about. I can kind of picture him. But just like they give kind of that teddy bear aspect once you break past that like hard exterior.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. That's the other reason is I guess you could compare to some people I'm heavily tattooed, but someone like Rev who's very heavily tattooed, you have to be somewhat defensive because people are pretty judgmental.
Oh my God. I know.
That's what I was trying to like get through is like, Steve is putting that bias out there that all these guys are just always hard and tough
and
mean.
Yeah.
I tell you what, the amount of times that I get judged for this. I'm kidding.
I'm like, what?
I'm being sarcastic. All I have is a little
start. You have a start of a sleeve. What are you talking about?
It's the start of a sleeve.
Mine's on my leg. I won't show you.
Yeah, I have another one on my leg.
My leg doesn't go up that high.
Well, it does, but you might get stuck in that position forever.
I'd have to be laying back.
Okay, this is a family show.
Is it?
No, it's not. It's six.
No, it's not.
I mean, everybody at the shop is a decent human being. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's changed significantly. We went through some rough times after everything happened with me and with COVID and right now, I feel like we have the best crew we've ever had. And it's just
that's awesome.
It's going to be 10 years in January that I opened the place up.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's
crazy.
Exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting, but also like, I've been doing this for 10 years.
Yeah.
It's cool because it's like, it's long. I don't know. I guess it goes fast when you're always busy.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's really awesome.
the vibe in the shop is just like, I'm so grateful for everybody. Like I go in there, I used to go in dreading it and like just thinking like, God, like I'm uncomfortable there. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
Now it's like they, you know, they almost lift me up. Like they support me. It's just that everyone there is just amazing and that's kind awesome. And yeah. great people. So, and then one of the people that you didn't interview, Aaron, is actually my, he's my business partner now.
Oh, okay. Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. So it's been a huge change, but for the better finally.
And you've survived.
Sometimes you have to go
10 through, years.
You have to go through all the yuck and muck before you get to that spot where you're like, this is where I was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And it just, you don't realize it sometimes is a long journey, but it's, we're at a good space. We're at a good spot right now, I think.
Good. Good. I'm good. Happy to hear
Well, congratulations.
That. Yes, on 10 years. That's wonderful. Yeah, congrats. Soon. Not yet, but soon.
Soon.
He's a puppy. It's
just a little puppy fish. I just want to bite her face.
I know. I want to grab her little cheeks.
Should because she keeps biting my face.
all of my dogs have had their ears bit by me.
Yeah. My niece does that. My niece did that to Arthur had a like a biting spell for a while. Uh-huh. And he likes to bite your boobs or your thighs or like anywhere.
Very
like,
meaty.
You're like, come on, man.
They're very meaty.
What kind of dog is Arthur?
He's a Shar Pei too.
Oh, okay. I'd be like, at least buy me dinner first. Like, come on, buy me a drink.
The one time my niece bit him back and she said he looked at her like, what?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's what that feels like. And then he really didn't bite again. So.
Oh, nice. There you go.
Good for her.
Yeah.
You know, you don't do it to hurt them, but that's what mom or, you know, other older dogs the correction do.
Nibble. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it worked.
Yep. Good. That's good. Yep.
All of mine have had that at some point in time and they all look at me like,
that's the best look when you're like, yep, that's right.
You heard me.
Yep. Well, I do a lot with Wesley right now. When he barks at things or people, he sees I'm on a downstairs level, but from here I can see straight out to the street, but we're like ground level right here. And when he can see out and he barks at everybody, I'm like, they're allowed to be in their backyard.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, okay, mom, but did you know that they're here?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. They're allowed to be there.
Okay.
Just letting you know. I'll watch them.
Yeah. In case you didn't know, the neighbor came home from her caribou run.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're always barking at my neighbor when she comes and goes. And I'm like, I know she has the gall to come in also, and out like she owns the place without checking with you guys first.
As if she lives there. Caribou is Minnesota Starbucks. It's only
we have caribou.
Oh yeah, really? Yeah, I've asked my friends in New York and they didn't know what it was.
It's not in every state, but it's all more places.
I know we've had one before. I'm not sure if it's current or not, but I've definitely been to caribou.
Oh well, now I look like an idiot.
No. I love all coffee places, so
yeah. Can't
I'm
go
a big
wrong.
Tim Hortons fan, and we don't really have any Tim Hortons, which makes me sad.
We had some, and then they closed them all. I think they closed all their. Didn't they close all their United States Tim Hortons?
Maybe
there's some in Detroit.
Okay, well I'm done. There was talking.
There was a new one just not too terribly far from me off of Rice.
Is it still open?
Last I went past, it was.
Oh, I thought they closed all the ones in Minnesota.
Well, I'm just.
How dare they?
How dare?
Tell me about it.
I've never been to one, so
they had the best donuts. They left us with Dunkin'. Which like
I love. I mean, to, it's I love, good, I'm but a, not. I'm a gas station coffee girl, so that works for me.
But it's not a Tim Horton donut. Like
gas station donuts are pretty good.
They are. No gas. I'm talking just about Dunkin'.
I know.
Just don't go with gas station hot dogs or sushi. Like those are your rolling
or hard boiled eggs.
Yeah, hard boiled eggs. Megan was sick on those.
That is not a good idea.
I would not do eggs or sushi, but I would do a hot dog. Those things have been spinning around on there for decades.
All the bacteria is nothing in
dead.
There.
There's enough. It's all dead.
It's actually the secret fountain of youth.
Yeah,
probably
not even real meat. I mean, let's be real. So
there's no meat in that meat.
There's no meat.
No.
Yeah, there can't be.
No. Well, is there anything else you would like to tell us? Anything that you, any stories you want to tell or anything that you want to make sure our listeners know about your episode or about you?
I don't think so. I think we covered a lot of stuff. Yep. Just that it's not, there aren't like demons hanging around in our shop. It's very chill and very cool. Like,
nice. Yeah.
I actually don't even, when people come and ask like, oh, do you guys have ghosts? I'm like, nope.
Nope. Yeah,
because I don't engage with it anymore, only because I don't want to bring it all up. I also had a terrible review from the show that I had to fight Yelp to remove it.
Oh my god,
it was like some I want to say, I think it was a guy, but he was like, this is you guys are fakers, you make stuff up for a popular, like, it was this rambling Yelp review, and it was one star, and I kept flagging it, and it was so embarrassing because we don't have that. We have a ton of Google reviews, but maybe like 40 Yelp reviews, so it's pretty high.
Yeah.
They were like, "No, it's a valid review." I'm like, "He didn't get tattooed." Like,
right?
Yeah. So someone reviewed us on Yelp from the show and called us liars. I was like, "Rad! Wow. This is awesome."
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible.
You know that Chad really should just not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah. That's like the reviews that you're like, are you okay, friend?
Yes.
Like, is your life okay?
Like, do you need a hug, maybe?
You
like,
know what? You know what's going on? It was the Devil's Triangle demons who were like, we're not really guys.
They were bored.
They were bored.
Yeah.
At least they didn't burn it down, right?
Yeah, at least they didn't burn it down.
Now they just leave terrible Yelp reviews.
Yeah.
Okay. Have They've you changed ever watched tactics. The show? Have you ever watched the show Ghosts on CBS, either the UK version or the American version?
Yeah.
Okay, well, in the American version, there's one who can type on the keyboard or on the phone or anything, but it's like one letter at a time. I'm just picturing a set of straight demons going like, come on, we've got the whole thing. Okay, guys, just give me. He's like, A.
Took him 3 days like, to write the review.
Forever.
That's why Yelp won't take it down. Yeah. They know it took him.
They're like, we know that
they finally did. They finally did. Good. I was like, come on, dudes, you can do it. But it's been an interesting ride for sure. And maybe I might actually watch Dead Files again. I didn't know about all that what happened, but it's sad that Amy left because I feel like she was definitely the most human part of that show.
Yeah. She was really helping people. It was very
sad. But Cindy is great too.
Cindy was great. Yeah. Cindy was great. But, you know, it's all been canceled now. So,
yeah.
And if you go on any chat anywhere, you'll get about 15 people asking where Amy went.
What happened to Amy? Where's the Cindy chick?
And when is it coming back?
Who's Cindy? Why? So then where did Amy go? I've started responding with troll answers. Like,
oh my God, Megan has made up some really funny ones.
She got abducted or she went to become a chicken farmer or, you know, like, because if you do a 5-second Google search, we'll tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be easy. Yeah. It would be quicker to Google search than to go into Facebook and write the post.
Yeah. It's just me. My parents went on a long weekend a couple of weeks ago. My dad was riding. He was being his passenger princess self. He was trying to look something up on Google, like how to get from Brussels to Bastogne or something like that. But he texted the group family chat.
Oh, no.
So I just wrote back, in a car. And a couple, like, one of my brother wrote something back, too. And my dad's like, I meant to type that in Google. We're like,
clearly.
Clearly.
That sounds like something my mom would do.
That's a Barb move, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's a Barb move, for sure.
Oh, funny.
That just unlocked you telling people that they just need to Google. Maybe they think they're Googling.
Yeah, maybe
they're just waiting for Google to yell the answer at them.
Yeah. Ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. You should reply to that. Should be your comment now. That what happened to me? Ask I don't Jeeves. Know. Ask Jeeves.
Who the hell is Jeeves? Why won't he answer? Is Jeeves a moderator?
Yeah. Jeeves a chat, chat GPI.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, Diane, thank you so much. We really appreciate
Thanks for having me, taking the time
and chatting with us and showing us your puppy and your kitty.
It's lovely to meet all of you.
Yes.
Thanks.
It was.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys have any questions, let me know.
Okay. I can't think of anything else right now. We went through my list and I asked them all. So
There's something else I wanted to tell you guys. The Oyster House.
Oh, yes.
The Oyster Lunch.
Yeah.
So the Oyster House is a bar.
So if you had
oysters for lunch, you probably had a liquid lunch.
That makes a lot more sense.
That does make a lot more sense because the Oyster House is in Dallas.
Yeah. It's a bar. It also serves great fish sandwiches and oysters and seafood in general. But it is mainly a bar.
Okay. Because I'm like, who the fuck is like, you know what time it is? It's time for some fucking oysters at lunch.
Yeah. Which would explain getting into a fight right after lunch.
Yes.
Yeah. And not paying his tab.
Okay.
Yes.
That makes that they should have included that because I was fucking confused.
Yeah. You're like, who does that? Who's like eating oysters and like fighting? We had a five minute discussion.
We still talk about it. Like, I will still bring it up to the point of like, oh, let's go eat some fucking oysters at 1 p.m.
He probably ate like one oyster and 10 beers.
Yeah.
That does make so much more sense now.
That makes a lot more sense. I'm glad you cleared that up. And now, going out to the bar will forever in my mind be let's go get some oysters.
We're
gonna go get some oysters.
It's just like
but see, I would have been like, the fuck are you doing oysters for lunch? That is like a nighttime meal.
Every oyster campus that has the library bar nearby because you're going to go study at the library.
Maybe
that's a very Midwest thing, but like every small town has a library bar at some point in time.
I don't know. When I was in college, I studied. I wasn't drinking. That's illegal.
Have you been catching up since then or what?
Yes. No.
Okay.
Yes, no.
I did drink a lot. I went to a school in Wisconsin. Come on.
Of course you drank a lot. Scotty.
Yeah.
It's Wisconsin. Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Tipsy Tuesday, Wasted Wednesday, Thirsty Thursday, Forget Friday. There is no Sober Saturday, though.
No.
I think it was like Slosh Saturdays or something like
that. And then there's Recover Sundays.
Yeah. And I don't think
that's
Monday.
Sunday Funday.
No Monday?
Yeah.
Monday. That's right. Monday might be the recovery day.
Yeah. Sunday you had to do brunch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
As you can see, how we can derail very quickly off of one thing.
We've already done the Minnesota goodbye, where we've tried to say goodbye twice.
Twice.
Oh, that's all right. I'm used to the Midwest politeness.
Yeah, the third is usually the charm, but sometimes it goes on even longer than that. But.
Somebody slap their knees and
go,
"Well,
goodbye," and just hit end.
Just turn my screen.
These fucking ladies with their oysters.
Well, yes, Diane, it was lovely talking with you. I just gave you a follow on Instagram so I can see all the lovely artwork that you guys have at your shop. If you want to give the name of your shop, so people
give
can
a little
know
plug
that it's a great place
shop.
To go.
For Pittsburgh, it's called Pittsburgh Tattoo Company, and we are located in downtown Pittsburgh on Smithfield Street.
Wait, 10 years this January.
10 years. We were the only ones in downtown. Now there are a few more.
Oh,
you're a trendsetter.
Still the best, I'm sure.
OGs, though. OGs.
Yeah.
OGs.
They are. They're awesome. OGs for sure. Bold will hold.
Yeah.
Nice. Love it.
Right. Great.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Diane. Have a great
thanks,
night.
Thanks, ladies. You too.
Bye. Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, she was fun.
She was delightful.
Yeah. Okay. So we can wrap this up.
Well, thanks everybody for joining us. Next week, we will be releasing a sideshow episode that we won't even be recording for another 2 weeks on August 12th. So especially with the way this crazy world is going, we have no idea what we'll be talking about, but I'm sure it will involve some swears. Mm-hmm. So thank you again so much for coming and listening to us, and have a great night or day.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Activity Continues podcast. We really appreciate you giving us your ears for a bit.
please feel free to drop us a note and say hi. And join us next time when the activity continues.
Nailed it.
Thank you for listening. The activity continues. We'll be back after this short break. If you're a regular listener, you know we love our three spirit drinks.
They are the non-alcoholic spirit drinks that are taking the world by storm.
Three Spirit is a range of three distinct drinks, each with its own unique flavor and effect.
The Livener is a refreshing and invigorating drink that is perfect for starting your day or night.
The Social Elixir is a smooth and sophisticated drink that's perfect for sharing with friends.
And the Nightcap is a calming and relaxing drink that's perfect for winding down before bed.
All three drinks are made with plant-based ingredients and are free from alcohol, gluten, and sugar. They're also vegan and ethically sourced.
So, whether you're looking for a delicious and refreshing drink to enjoy on its own, or a sophisticated non-alcoholic alternative to cocktails, Three Spirit is the perfect choice for you.
Try Three Spirit today and discover the difference. Visit us.threespiritdrinks.com and use the promo code THEACTIVITYCONTINUES for 15% off your entire order.
Cheers!
That was the best one yet.
Skip the shopping struggle. Get curated outfits picked by stylists who know your taste.
Hey everyone, AP here, and really wanted to talk to you about Wantable, which I love because I hate going to the store to try clothes on. I don't like being in the dressing rooms, the lighting's always bad, the mirrors aren't great. I'd rather try things on in the comfort of my own home. So I use Wantable to treat myself. Go in and select a style edit, have them send that to me, get surprised by the different items that might be in there. Some are outside my comfort zone, but it's funny how when I try those on, they end up being some of my most favorite items. I have a handful of items in my wardrobe right now that I have worn several times in the last couple months, and they're going to get continued use. Highly recommend you check out Wantable.
Get $25 off your first order by going to theactivitycontinues.com/wantable. Free shipping and returns. Wantable edits your style.